USA Radio News with Wendy King.
North Korea has again test-fired missiles into the Sea of Japan. Their leader, Kim Jong-un, is also taking shots at South Korea's Moon Jae-in. Pyongyang is now saying it has no desire to talk face-to-face with South Korean officials again. President Trump has become upset with Moon, saying he hasn't done enough to rein in North Korea's aggression. House Judiciary Committee Democrats are planning to cut short their summer break and return to Washington early to work on gun violence bills. There's no word if Republicans on the committee have been invited. The action follows the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's only so much the House can do.
We've done our job. We've sent the bill that will save the most lives to the Senate.
President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have expressed a new openness to gun legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.